typeradio.org.
Do you ever go back to Canada as a visiting professor at a college there?
Yeah, not much. I get invited all over the place to give talks, and I haven't actually been visiting professor in Canada. I've been visiting professor in other places, in the States, and I was just in India for a month, and that was an experience. And I was a visiting professor there at the National Institute of Design, and that was wonderful. Incredible experience. I mean, that needs another show to talk about India.
But did you meet Professor Joshi?
No, he's in another place. I was in a city called Ahmedabad.
Okay. And he's in Bombay, I think.
Yeah, and I was actually in Bombay, but just the last 2 days, and I didn't know about him. And so I haven't met him yet, but I know he's here.
Well, we interviewed him 2 days ago. So yeah. It was very interesting, interesting.
Well, I definitely want to talk with him because I'm hoping to do a longer-term project with the students in Ahmedabad, and it's these are, let's say, master's-level information design students, and they come from a number of different backgrounds. And so I was, what's a weird thing, if you think about, you know, teaching a foundation course for master's students, this is kind of a contradiction, but the master's students in this program in information design come from a number of different backgrounds. So, for example, computer science, technical writing, linguistics, sociology, and a small percentage of them, about 20% of them, came from design. So I had to teach these computer science and linguistics people what typography is, and basically did the short of short version, the whole semester's worth of intro to typography lessons compressed into 1 week, and they were just so curious, and they were making notes and asking good questions, and they were way more interested than the students in Germany are in general. They tend to be a little more nonchalant and come late.
But is it because you were more of a novelty?
Or that probably has a lot to do with it. You know, when somebody comes from away, they're special. And so I think I was touted as the great typography expert from the Bauhaus by the professor there who invited me. So they were all sort of waiting to bow down when I arrived. And so I reveled in that. And then, okay, I like this.
Are you going
back? They take
back?
Me seriously. They listen to me. They take notes. They pay attention.
Did you tell your students in Germany when you went back?
Well, no, I just got back last Saturday.
Okay.
And the semester starts in a week. And so, but that won't make any difference. I'll go back and say, wow, you guys don't know how good you have it. You know, those students in India, boy, they paid attention to me, and they'll all just yawn and say, shut up, when's the coffee break?
But isn't it also because there's more depending on it in India, economically and socially?
I think that's it. That's part of it, you know. They know that they have to learn a lot of stuff if they're going to compete with Europe.
Right.
And they are really, I don't know, can I say busting their asses over there, you know? I mean, it's not a family show, right? So, and I really feel like, you know, while I was there, I was at several meetings, and there was a meeting, they had invited a woman from Australia who's a specialist in, say, accreditation at university level, in, you know, research rigor in design studies, and it's like, none of my colleagues in Germany care about that. Or at least they haven't shown, I don't have any evidence of that. And we're not getting together and talking about the future of of education. Not enough. You know, we're, in Weimar, we're switching over to the bachelor's and master's system in theory next year. But there's a real inertia. You know, there's a lot of people who don't want to change it. And the ones who are grudgingly accepting the change would basically rather go out and just outside and turn the sign around and say, oh yeah, we don't have diploma anymore. We have bachelor's and master's now. But they don't want to change the way they teach because it's really comfortable.
But that's a little bit sad. I mean, if that's...
Yeah.
That's the...
Considering it's an education. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a problem. And I want to go and tell my colleagues, we have to watch out because India is going to kick our asses. because they are hungry and they want to do this stuff. And there are some kinds of this work that you can outsource, or the Indians are going to come and I don't know, not take over, but it's, you know, they are engaged, you know, they are committed and they really want to learn this stuff. And there's some criticism of, let's say, the Asian schools where this kind of independent thinking is not encouraged enough and it's more learning by rote, and it's a cliche, but that's considered so in music and in design and in art. The Chinese or the Japanese can't do that because they can only learn by rote. Well, it's of course cliche and it's nonsense, but there is some truth in every cliche. India is different, you know. Maybe it has to do with the geography somehow. It's not as far east as the other more Asian parts. It's partly to do with the British history there and this kind of, I don't know, flexibility or, I don't know, socialism or, I really don't know. I mean, I'm not the big social analyst or anything, but my experience has been so far that the Indians are going to do this better than, let's say, the Koreans or the Chinese. Yeah. And again, based on small statistical samples, and you know, I don't want to be accused of racism. I'm just going on the experience I've had so far, myself. But I don't know. I think Germany should worry about this, because a lot of German schools, a lot of German design schools, think, "Oh, we're Germany, and we're so clever, and we are the Mercedes of the world, and the Americans only have rusty old Cadillacs and gas guzzlers and." I don't know, the Indians are going to come over with their little three-wheeled auto rickshaws and drive over us.
Can I, one question, living away from Canada for 13 years, not look back, but look at Canada and say, is there something specific of Canadian design? Does that...
Well, that's hard, you know. It was hard to be objective, I mean, because when I worked in Canada as a designer, I didn't think I'm doing Canadian design. Hey everybody, look, that's just Canadian. I just felt like I'm doing J. Rutherford design, or I'm doing design that fits the clients and the audience now. I didn't think about the nationality of it.
But do you think countries have...
Well, some do, certainly. The Canadians want to make sure that nobody thinks they're Americans. So that seems to be one of the most important aspects of Canadian personality, is that we're not American. Well, yes, we are.
But how does that affect the design, for example?
Well, good question, because I haven't perceived any effort among Canadian designers to try to not be American in their design work. It seems that the Americans are less afraid to be completely commercial in the design work, and so they do lots of advertising without questioning the morals and the ethics of it. But I mean, a lot of Canadians do that too, so it's hard. I think that's hard to be objective. I think somebody outside of Canada and the States, for example, would have to come and look and say, what's the big difference between American and Canadian graphic design? And it's not just it's nicer or more polite or something like the Canadians, you know. we're sort of polite Americans, or European, slightly Europeanized Americans or something. There's not that much of a difference, though. I don't think.
So do you get offended if people say, are you American?
Not anymore. Well, it's funny, I went through phases, because like I say, if you're traveling as a Canadian, someone says, you're American. No, I'm Canadian. And they, oh yeah, okay.
Sorry, did you have a backpack with the Canadian flag?
No, I don't.
With the maple leaf.
I used to. And a lot of Americans do that too.
What, put the Canadian
flag? They put the Canadian flag on their rucksacks so people won't think they're Americans. And say, hey, you guys.
That's not fair.
Well, as long as you're polite, you know, don't give us a bad name, and so then we'll let you get away with that. Mm-hmm. But then I went through a phase, I don't care. Because You get New Zealanders who get pissed off if you say, "Oh, are you from Australia?" "No, I'm New Zealand." Yeah. And you know, there's no sort of land border between Australia and New Zealand, but to unaccustomed ears, the accents sound similar. But they get pissed off, and Canadians get pissed off. And then I didn't care for a while. And now with, I don't know, Bush and Iraq war and all that stuff, and it's like, well, I'd rather not be associated with America again. So, but who cares? I don't know any Americans who voted for him, so. My name is Jay Rutherford. You're listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Stay tuned at www.typeradio.org.